We want to focus in on the number one pick, the big pick for the Bills, wide receiver Sammy Watkins from Clemson. On the line with us, former All-ACC offensive lineman for the Clemson Tigers, and he's been a part of the Clemson Radio Network for more than the last 10 years. Will Merritt is on the line with us from South Carolina. Hi, Will. Thanks for being on the show with us tonight. We appreciate
it. Hey, what's up, guys? How's everything up north?
Everybody's pretty excited about Sammy Watkins. It sounds like we should be, Will.
Well, you should. I mean, I think you're getting a guy that not only is a difference maker when it comes to the game itself, you know, being able to have world-class speed, but what a lot of people are forgetting that you're getting is a tough football player. I mean, he's a tough guy. And over the last couple of years, what people marveled at as much as anything is his ability to take little short catches and then run over people and run through arm tacklers and do things that you would not think that just a speedster would do. So I think Buffalo is in for a real treat having Sammy Watkins join the other Clemson brethren and C.J. Spiller. Between the two, I think you're going to have an awful lot of fun watching some foot races over the next few years.
Yeah, you know, when I watched some of the video of Sammy Watkins and the Bills were looking for a big receiver, and Watkins at 6'1 is not necessarily a big receiver, but the word that came to my mind was sturdy. You know what I mean? He's just kind of sturdy, tough to bring down.
He really is, and he's got great lower body strength. But let me tell you what else he does. And the reason that he plays so much bigger than his stature is he's a snatcher. He goes up and snatches the ball out of the air. He'll go to the apex of a pass, and he'll bring the ball down with his hands. And a lot of people go, oh, well, aren't all wide receivers supposed to catch with their hands? And it's really kind of a misnomer that, you know, a lot of guys still trap the ball with their body, and Sammy does none of that. He snatches the ball out of the air. Very, very strong hands, very secure at the point of impact as far as catching the ball. And then what he does in terms of yards after the catch is something to pretty marvel at, because if you look at what he did leading the nation in yards after the catch this past year, a lot of those were after contact as well. So it's not just taking a bubble screen 90 yards. It's actually taking some shorter passes, taking some contact from some DBs, and still having a success down the field.
We're with Will Merritt. He's a color analyst on the Clemson football broadcast, talking about Bills' first-round draft pick, Sammy Watkins. His freshman year, Will, 82 catches, 1,200 yards, and then in his second year, 57 catches. Why the drop-off? What happened in his second year there at Clemson?
Well, the second year, I think, happens with a lot of guys. And it doesn't just happen just in wide receiver play. It happens in running back play. It happens in defensive back play. A lot of times, you come in and there's this element of the unknown about just how good one guy's going to be, and teams don't really plan that well for you. And that's what happened with Sammy. The second year, he was not an unknown. He was very much known what he did. And so from defensive coordinators alike, all started to schematically started to approach the game to be able to really stop Sammy. And then, so I think that was a little bit of dip in productivity, and he goes through a couple of off-the-field issues, and then he does what all great players and people do. He had a bounce-back moment to where he decided he wanted to be the very best wide receiver in the country. He worked his tail off in the offseason and then became a dual-threat guy. In the jet sweep, they put him in motion the majority of the time. They handed the ball off to him. His rushing stats went out the roof in addition to his receiving stats. So the dip, in my opinion, was just from a schematic approach from opposing teams really trying to slow him down the best they could. And then his last year, they really just couldn't do it.
Yeah, and that's funny you mention that. I talked to one of the Bills' offensive coaches about that Friday, the day after they drafted Sammy, because when you watch the video of his third year at Clemson, he was all over the formation offensively, and they did. They ran jet sweeps. They ran bubble screens. The Bills' coaches thought maybe, you know, Clemson's figured, hey, this guy's our best weapon. Let's use him every possible way we can.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, let's make no mistake about it, guys. Dabo Swinney and Chad Morris and that entire offensive staff, they want to win just as bad as anybody. Well, how do you win the majority of your football games? You give the ball to your very best player as much as you possibly can. And so that's why number two was touching the ball every chance he got. But don't lose sight of this one thing. Yes, he did a great job at catching balls in short routes and little, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10-yard dig routes, screen packages, jet sweep. But when they needed a home run, when they needed to hang 6 points on the board, they said, Sammy, get all of that hair going in one direction as fast as possible, and Taj Boyd's going to just sling it way up in the air, and then you go get it. And he did it every time.
You know,
he outran DBs, he outran safeties, he outran a lot of people that were going to the concession stand because he's just that fast when he gets to that top-end speed.
What you just described, I saw for myself when I watched the video last Thursday night of a 91-yard touchdown reception against Syracuse. He just flew down the field on that play.
And the craziest part of that whole play is that everybody on the Syracuse sideline knew what was coming. They did. As a matter of fact, I was actually talking to one of their radio guys after we called the game, and he was articulating some messages that he had gotten throughout the game and said, they were screaming before the snap, Sammy's going deep, two's going deep, two's going deep. And so they started backpedaling at the beginning of the play. Go back and watch it. You'll see they had a little bit of hip swivel at the snap of the ball. They're trying to stay with him, and it didn't really matter. When you're faster, you're faster.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. I'm telling you, Buffalo Bills fans are going to be so thrilled to watch this young man mature into what I believe he will be one of the most productive wide receivers in the NFL.
Well, we've had success with offensive playmakers up here going all the way back to the days of Jerry Butler, a former first-round pick,
That's
and obviously
right.
C.J. Spiller. So we're in for good things with Sammy Watkins, huh?
Well, you are, and you're getting a great young man, too. You're getting a very respectful young man. You're getting a guy that, under the tutelage of Dabo Swinney and under his guidance and coaching and leadership, you're getting a guy that is coming out much more mature than he was as a freshman. You're getting a young man that's got poise and charisma, and you're getting a respectful young man. He made his mistakes at Clemson. He got in some trouble, and he took ownership of those. He didn't run from them. He didn't run and hide. He didn't blame anybody else. He stood strong. He took ownership of his mistakes, and then he became a better person because of it. And so what I think Buffalo is getting is they're getting a young man that they can enjoy watching on the field on Sundays. He's going to electrify you there. But it's a guy that I think people are going to be able to gravitate towards as being able to pull for him off the field and in the game of life. And I think that's going to be a really, really good marriage between Sammy and the Buffalo community.
And Will, we thank you for making time for us tonight. We appreciate it. Good luck with the Tigers moving forward. Thanks a lot.
Hey, anytime, guys. Y'all have a great evening.
Okay. That's former Clemson offensive guard Will Merritt, all ACC offensive lineman for the Clemson Tigers. He is the color analyst on the Clemson Football Radio Network. His thoughts on Sammy Watkins.